This year, Las Cruces is using ranked choice voting in city elections and has 10 candidates for mayor. Ranked choice voting avoids wasting time or money on a runoff election. We vote for our preferred candidate by marking him or her as first choice. Then there are circles to fill in for second, third, and even ninth choices. If no one has 50% plus one, the candidate with fewest votes loses. They then count second place votes cast by people whose first choice was that losing candidate. If there's still no winner, the ninth place candidate is out, and they repeat the process. No one even looks at your second choice unless your top choice has lost. If you vote for only one candidate, your vote counts, but you're spurning a chance to have a say in who wins among the other nine. You can list 1, 2, 3, or your top 9 choices out of the 10. I'll list 3 of the 10 on my ballot. My top choice is Ken Miyagashima. He's been a good mayor. He and the council have done many good things. He represents us well with others. He has both experience and a willingness to listen and grow. And I'm not hearing allegations from his opponents of any big errors or even a hint of corruption. He cares about the city, has improved it, and should continue. A majority of the 10 candidates are people I don't want as mayor and won't list on my ballot. I like some of these folks, and several are able and experienced, but none matches Miyagashima, and there are problems. Some I have reasons not to trust. Some lack experience, including one who's just 20. One, whom I consider a friend, represents a small group of people with extreme right-wing views. A couple of them seem beholden to the wrong people, including one who says his campaign is being managed by a woman who I recall worked for a Koch brothers-related organization and favored the vicious, divisive, and dishonest city council recall effort a few years ago. Greg Smith is my second choice. Yes, back when the council didn't follow the city charter in dealing with the minimum wage initiative, I said I'd never vote for him. But he's capable and thoughtful. He cares about the city. And as councillor, he's been involved in good things the city has done. With some, he took the lead. My third choice is Alex Freskas. He lacks adequate experience, but he's promising, and I'm aware of no major negatives. That's my ballot, anyway. Whatever your preference is, please do vote. And if someone else is your top choice, please consider Ken as your second choice. It matters.